I got it. Come and get it. Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Who's your friend? And who's the one guy that you come running to when your little life starts tumbling?
But we have to stop looking for salvation in this system. The system is not going to fix itself. If the system is restored, it will be restored with the hammer of patriotism, smacking this system out between the anvil of freedom and teaching this system that there is a shape we wanted to maintain, and that we have the forge of rage, and we will put that system in that forge of rage, and we will use that hammer of liberty and pound it against the anvil of freedom until it returns to the shape we want it to be in.
We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
Well, American man.
God bless America.
I want to be an American where at least I know I'm free.
American girls and American guys will touch your
ring.
I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag.
You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across.
Does this country remind you of the America that you grew up in? Do your children enjoy the same freedoms that you did when you were young?
Do you think that you can take me on? You must be crazy. There ain't a single thing you've done that's gonna faze me.
Just how far are you willing to be pushed? When are we gonna put our collective foot down and tell the tyrant, get off of my back? Hi, I'm Cope Reynolds, and if you're tired of the same old sugar-coated mush-mouth monologue of talk radio, join me for The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central. Guns, self-defense, survival, current events are just a few of the topics that we'll discuss on The Shooting Bench, and we're going to start discussing them right now.
Have you forgotten?
The views expressed in the following broadcast are not necessarily those of Just Measures Radio or the owners or sponsors thereof. Any and all mention of laws, ordinances, or policies are not to be construed as legal advice or necessarily all-inclusive. The listener bears all responsibility in verifying this information. Be advised that this broadcast may be inflammatory to those with thin skin, limp wrists, and room temperature IQs. Furthermore, the statements expressed by the host may contain information known to the state of California to inspire free thinking and may promote unexpected growth of testicles and backbone. Listener discretion is advised.
Well, here we are. We're going to try it again tonight and see how the sound holds up. We've had a lot of problem last night and finally abandoned ship. So we'll see how it goes tonight, and I can tell you that if it starts getting out of hand, we're not going to let it go as long as we did last night. I think we're having serious problems here. So if it starts getting out of hand, we'll just shut it down. We're still trying to get a hold of Frontier and see why it is that we're having such a problem, and see if they will be so kind as to come out and fix it. And if they choose not to, then we'll have to go do something different with somebody else. So we'll see what happens. So welcome. It is the 8th of July, and it's a Tuesday. and you have tuned into Just Measures Radio Network, and this is The Shooting Bench, and I'm Cope Reynolds, and I'll be here with you for, well, we're scheduled for a couple of hours. We'll see how the sound holds up. If everything goes okay, we'll try to get that couple of hours in. If it don't, we won't. I'll go watch TV with my kids. All right, well, let's head on. Let me go over here and find my chat room and see who it is that's in here. Let's see. 64 is terrible. 32 is doing all right, they say. So he'll, looks like Doc's the only one having trouble so far. All right, well, we'll wait and see how this turns out. Looks like Mouse made it in. That's good. Glad to see you. Let me click on my little secret thing here. Well, it's not too big a secret. Y'all got it, too. And we have Desert Rat. That's good. And Tinker and Doc and Minnie and Not Too Late. Northwest Heavy, Rights at Risk, Mouse, and Anonymous. Come on, Anonymous. Come on. We know you're there. Come on out and let us know where you're from. And we're glad you dropped in, at any rate. Okay. 32 looks like, let me look and see what my numbers look like before we get out in. Numbers are flowing smoothly here on the 64. Looks fine, and the 32 looks just as fine. So let's try and see how it comes through here. Doc was, Mom's show was probably a pre-record. That may be, that's probably why it came through so well. But, Minnie, I think you got a misspelling there on that. I don't remember what it is exactly. But, you might check that with, on that link there. Okay. Let's see what we can do here. Chicago. This gun control thing is awesome. It's working so well. You know, it's working well enough that over the 4th of July weekend, Independence Day weekend, there was only 11 killed and 60 wounded in the whole town. And I think that's a record. Probably not a good record, though. One report says 9 killed, another one says 11. Hell, what's 2 dead bodies amongst friends? There was still a lot, and it tells us, well, I mean, it wasn't a lot because it's, their gun control keeps it from being as much as it is. So, I'm gonna have to say that the chief of police and the mayor of Chicago are the two dumbest individuals that ever crapped between a pair of boots. I can't believe that they continue to let this go. It's more than astonishing to me. It's outstanding to a point where, you know, we have town after town after town after jurisdiction after county after city all over the country that has proven time and time again, over and over, that armed citizens keep crime down. The statistics starting in 1994, well, even go back to the late 70s, mid 80s, and look at the statistics. We've gone over this before on the show, and I don't have it all right at my fingertips right now, but it wouldn't take me long to dig it all back up. And look at the number per capita of violent crimes, rapes, armed burglaries, or armed robberies, murders, assaults, and these kind of things per capita, and see what they were prior to. Now, we can't really go back to see into the, you know, 20s, you know, the turn of the century. It's hard to find real good, reliable information back that far. I'd like to go back to 1897 and see, you know, 1910 or somewhere, and see what it was back when most of the gun control had. There was still some stuff in some of the towns. You know, Chicago's probably one of them. But I'd like to see what it was then. And we do have, it starts to become fairly regular information, mid to late 70s, get up into the 80s, and it starts to be more of it. And if you follow that along through, it's kind of time consuming and boring to go through all this. But if you will, and go and look at this stuff, starting about 1994, you start seeing. Hold on, just a second here. Starting about 1994, you start seeing a dramatic drop in certain areas. Florida being the foremost at that particular time in history. And as years go by, and more of the shall issue say, well, whether it's shall issue or not, you know, more and more that have adopted concealed carry laws. that's right, the Tinker. I remember the Saturday Night Special stuff. That was from way back. But if you look at the number of violent crimes with guns, you start seeing them falling off pretty quickly after 1994. And as the time goes on, we find now that there is less ever in the history of kept records. The farther we go, the lower it gets. Yeah, there's a lot of violent crime out there. But a lot of it is solved by, some of it just simply by the knowledge that there are concealed weapons out there. Some of it by the fact that they've actually been produced without a shot being fired, and others, unfortunately, shots had to be fired. But we hear that the concealed carry holder way more often than not manages to get out of these things, you know, with little or no injuries. And then you look at Chicago, a place where in 1 3-day weekend we had 11 human beings killed by gunfire and 60 injured. In Chicago, right now, if you want to go to some subways up there, which we don't do Subway anymore because of their affiliation with Moose Obama, but if you did, you would find some of the subways, believe it or not, behind bulletproof glass. I remember going to Detroit back in the 70s, 80s, no, yeah, 80s. We're going to Detroit and going to some of the motels there, and in order to check into this motel, you had to pass your credit card, your money, around a little L-shaped thing of bulletproof glass. I said, you've got to be kidding me. And Detroit was the first place I ever saw the Ronald McDonald Fund thing was chained to the counter. What do they call that? The McDonald, Ronald McDonald House or whatever the hell it is. Anyway, they got a little change thing sitting out there, and it's chained to the counter. I'm going to put a picture in the chat room for you here. I want you to take a look at this. This is a subway in Chicago. Wait a minute, this going to work? Let me see here. Yep, it's going to work. This is a subway in Chicago. This is near 116th and South Halstead in Chicago. So this was a guy. He was on it. There was a reporter on an unrelated mission out there in Chicago, and he went by to get him a sandwich at Subway on that would be the south side of Chicago, and He went in there and looked, and the whole thing was completely surrounded, encapsulated by bullet, I don't know if that's the right word, but you know, you get the idea, by bulletproof glass, a subway. He said the store was clean and everything was nice, looked there just like any other subway, except that there was no bathroom in there for customers. They didn't give anybody the opportunity to go in and pull all their hardware out from under their jacket or anything and come back out and shoot every place up, though the bathroom was gone and bulletproof glass everywhere. And they couldn't even, they had hand sanitizer and paper towels out there because they didn't have any place to wash their hands. And believe you me, if I was in Chicago and was going to eat a sandwich, I would definitely want to wash my hands. I think I would want to wash my entire body when we got out away from Chicago. But the little search there also found there was a few subways in Oakland and Detroit that also are partaking in bulletproof glass protection there. So back to Chicago. During this time, 11 people killed and 60 wounded in shootings across Chicago. There was also six police-involved shootings, two of which involved teens that were killed. There was, I can go through, I've got the whole list right here in front of me of all the people that were shot, or a lot of the people that were shot. So this long list, and then it gets to the end of the list, it said at least 59 other people were wounded in citywide shootings. And here's what the mayor and that jerk, I so want to say other things about this guy, I just shouldn't on radio, but I want to. I'm thinking it, and that's going to have to do. This police superintendent, remember this police superintendent here, this Gary McCarthy, he is the one that said that if any of his officers come up against somebody with a concealed carry license, something, that they would take appropriate action, like, you know, almost threatening in the way that he put it. They said the number of shootings and murders that took place over the holiday weekend is simply unacceptable and points out that we still have work to do. The solution does not just include policing, although we'll continue to look for ways to put more police where they're needed. These people are dumber than rocks. They don't get it. He said, we'll also have to give our young people alternatives to the street. And as a community, we need to demand more of ourselves and our neighbors. This violence is unacceptable. Wherever it occurs in our city, all of us need to take a stand. The only way we can meet this challenge to our future is to join with one another and create a partnership for peace. No. What you need to do is arm your citizens so they can kill bad guys. So that when some punk pulls a gun out and says, give me your wallet, and the other guy pulls a gun out and said, no, and thank you very much, and shoot him and go home. At a news conference there, this idiot police chief told reporters there that expanded police patrols have been working as well as they can, which apparently is not very damn good. And as he has repeatedly in the past called for tougher gun laws to help reduce, how much tougher can you get than Chicago? How many places in the world have tougher gun laws than Chicago? I know there's a few. There's a few countries that's worse, but there's certainly no place in the United States. And there's a whole lot of places, lots of the whole planet that's not as tough as Chicago. But we need more laws. Whatever we do, we have to have more tougher gun laws. I'm going nuts. I don't get it. These are the only two idiots on the planet that think that tougher gun laws still going to somehow make Chicago better. It's Groundhog Day here in Chicago. I come here every week. We slowed it down because you all stopped showing up. Quite frankly, because I think you got tired of hearing it. That's what the police chief said. Until such time as something happens to the individuals who carry these firearms, you know, what do you mean? Something does happen to them. You just have to catch them. That's the problem. You ain't catching them. You know, everybody asked me what's different about New York and Chicago. I could tell you very simply. Proliferation of firearms. Really? Let me tell you about a proliferation of firearms. Let me invite you to Arizona. How about come to Sholo? Go to any damn town in Arizona you want to go to and just go walk around for a while. Go to Walmart. Go to Safeway. Go to Subway, where we do not have bulletproof glass. Go any damn where you want to and see how many people you find carrying guns out in the open. We don't know how many are carrying them concealed. Good Lord. I can't imagine how many people out there are carrying guns that you can't see. God protect us, please. I hate to even think about it. What is wrong with these people? New Mexico, Wyoming, Montana, Nevada, Colorado, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Virginia, where people routinely, daily, every day of their lives carry handguns out on the street. And they ain't nary one of them town in the whole state. Not in any state in the United States, in 49 other states, and however many thousand other damn cities, no place was 11 people killed and 60 wounded. Matter of fact, I'd go quite that far. I don't know if the whole country all put together had that many killed. They probably did, though. That probably shouldn't go that far with it. But there was no other place. There was no other place, people, on earth, including Afghanistan, that there was 11 people killed and 60 wounded in 3 days. But we need tougher gun laws. It's just... Superintendent said that there were fewer shootings on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday than there were a year ago, but Sunday saw an eruption in violence he cannot yet explain. Stopping it, he said, will take tougher gun laws. And I quote Chief McCarthy, as I said, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they were very, very busy, but we were winning. And yesterday, 24 shooting incidents, or 21 shooting incidents where we really lost it. So the conversation was simple. I'm going back, figuring out what happened yesterday, and we're going to prevent it from happening moving forward. We're square rooting, listen to this idiot, we're square rooting 9 ways from Sunday what it is that happened. Was it a fatigue factor? Did we give people off? Because the fireworks were Friday and Saturday, that's where we had a lot of folks deployed during those time frames. Mayor Emanuel addressed Chicago's violent weekend at a vigil at West Pullman Monday. Bringing safety throughout the city of Chicago is not a job for the police department. It is the job of all of us, every adult, everybody who has a responsibility to make sure our kids are safe. Then give them guns! Damn! You just said it! It's the job of all of us, every adult, everybody who has a responsibility to make sure our kids are safe. Let them carry guns and protect their kids. For crying out loud. You've got to be kidding me. Right? This is all a joke. It's a bad dream. This must have come off of The Onion. Or Duffel Blog. Or that stupid something report. National Reporter. National Report, whatever it is. Their satire site. And that's what this is, right? It's got to be. It's got to be because you can't honestly expect any semi-reasonably upright walking supposedly intelligent individual to say that we need tougher gun laws when we have the toughest gun laws in the world for the most part. Yeah, right. Hell, soldiers stand and stuff. Yeah, teachers carry guns in Israel. That's right. Everywhere. People carry guns all over the damn place in Israel. You know why? Because they don't want to be killed. Yeah, Sunday, maybe they were going through withdrawals, hungover. I don't know. And Anonymous says we don't. Maybe they need to enforce the laws already on the books. Well, maybe. Maybe they just need to give people guns. Not give them guns, let them have guns. Emmanuel did promise to analyze the shootings this weekend. He said we have some answers for the community, but as for solutions, not so much. The TV station security consultant said the weekend's violence speaks to a larger problem. Yes, it does. I know that already. He said, I think that it is representative of the gang, drug, gun violence problem. They found him just a few blocks away. So what I see happen here is I'm not entirely opposed to going and checking and see what the noise is, depending on circumstances, depending on who else is in the house. Who you need to protect, who you need to... The problem with going and seeing what the noise is that if you think that there is some kind of threat or danger because of the noise, then you need to accept the fact that you may wind up getting in a physical altercation with somebody. And not having the training and probably not the mindset. He's probably one of those that says, I've got a gun. And the other guy said, I don't care. It's fixing to be mine. If you're not willing to pull that trigger quickly and not hesitate, did he open the door correctly? Did he just go to the door and open it and step out? Was it lit? Did he have a flashlight? We will never know. We weren't there, so we can't say too much, but I can say that, and I can say this with a relative degree of assurity, that this guy probably should not have gone. In fact, on this, he probably did not have the training with the weapon. He probably didn't have the mindset to use it. He probably didn't have the techniques, procedures, the tactical advantage. I mean, he didn't. I just think that his biggest mistake was going and checking on the noise. This was down in Harris County. Harris County's awful place to get in trouble with the law. No matter what, whether you did anything wrong or not, it's just a bad place. But I did not like Harris County